It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Former Steelers head coach and tough guy Bill Cowher is now divorced and now dating again.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Quick correction, Bill Cowher's wife passed away. They're not divorced.
Okay, moment of silence.
Passed away,
Craig.
And he's now dating again.
Way to go.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Jessica Simpson's a good example. Wasn't her clothing line that where she made all her tons of money?
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary Kate Olsen Simpson twins, whatever they are.
What the hell did you just say?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings us another emergency brake of the week. We give you three candidates. And you get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. We're going to talk to the P1 here in a few days. It'd be good to talk to you again. And let's all vote responsibly as we listen to the three candidates. Candidate number one is from that new 3-7 show here on The Ticket, Bob Sturm. Now, he's known for the long question. We've had several other entries with long question here in the last couple of months. This one may threaten it. I think the mark is somewhere around a minute and a half. And, Jerry, you say this one is how long? 135?
135.
135 from Bob as they were talking with Dave Raymond yesterday from 3 to 7.
This is Dave Raymond with us. So I don't want to get too hokey here, but I do have a baseball man on our phones. And so I thought we could at least broach this one topic. Because if anybody, first of all, gets a little bit sensitive about the symmetry of our record books and our statistics, it is baseball people, right? I mean, more than a truncated season or a canceled season is a very upsetting notion for baseball people because it sort of messes with our sense of history. That got me thinking about World War II and even the Kennesaw Mountain Landis Franklin Roosevelt letter, the famous conversation about should we be playing and during a national catastrophe or that's not the right word, but a certainly a world war is right up there with just about anything that could derail the importance of sports in our life. And yet at the time there was a feeling like the country needs an escape and that sort of thing. And I know it's not like for like in any way, shape, or form because it's a virus. But I did get thinking about that, and I don't even know what my general point or question is on that, except has that crossed your mind at all that baseball played through a world war, for better or for worse, and there might be something to that in terms of even what we do here every day, in terms of just getting everyone's mind somewhere else during a serious matter, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think
he ended with, I don't know.
I don't even know where I'm going with this, but
I don't even know if I have a comment or even a question here, right? That is unbelievable.
Yeah, that might be the all-timer from Bob, because halfway through when he calls himself out for not knowing where he's headed with it, or even if he has a question.
And doesn't that seem longer than a minute 35?
Well, that does.
We were there for 2.5
seems
minutes.
Seems like that question started before the COVID-19 outbreak.
You want to go one more time? We've got some time.
Oh,
all right. Let's hear it.
By the way, also, I think anytime you invoke Kennesaw Mountain Landis, there's a lot of power down there.
This is Dave Raymond with us. So I don't want to get too hokey here, but I do have a baseball man on our phone.
Wait, can we stop it for a second?
So I thought we could.
Why do you start with, this is Dave Raymond with us? Like, how do you even throw an in there? You know who is on your phone with you, and you're starting off.
He was thinking about the question.
There's no reason to insert.
He knew it was going to be a long one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
This is Dave Raymond with us. So I don't want to get too hokey here, but I do have a baseball man on our phones. And so I thought we could at least broach this one topic, because if anybody, first of all, gets a little bit sensitive about the symmetry of our record books and our statistics, it is baseball people, right? I mean, more than a truncated season or a canceled season is a very upsetting notion for baseball people because it sort of messes with our sense of history. That got me thinking about World War II and even the Kennesaw Mountain Landis Franklin Roosevelt letter, the famous conversation about should we be playing and during a national you know catastrophe or that's not the right word, but a certainly a world war is right up there with just about anything that could derail the importance of sports in our life. And yet at the time there was a feeling like the country needs an escape and that sort of thing. And I know it's not like for like in any way, shape, or form because it's a virus, but I did get thinking about that. And I don't even know what my general point or question is on that, except has that crossed your mind at all that baseball played through a world war, for better or for worse, and there might be something to that in terms of even what we do here every day, in terms of just getting everyone's mind somewhere else during a serious matter, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Yeah, Bob. Yeah. I'm not sure where to start with all that.
Yeah, well, I want that last 2 minutes of my life back, so...
Dave Raymond had to wipe away a couple of cobwebs forming around his ear and shoulder.
Yeah, Dave Raymond's skeleton holding a phone.
The cutaway. Oh, man. All right, well, there is Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from Midday Tickers. Miss Julie is up for an e-break. She was distracted by a pretty ridiculous YouTube video as they were trying to talk to her as a Missouri fan about Chase Daniel.
Oh, man. Those were fun times in the Big 12 when Mizzou was good, Kansas was good.
You a big fan there, Julie?
I am.
Aren't you Missouri?
Yeah, I was at a lot of those games when they were good.
Really?
It was fun.
Once upon a time...
You weren't going there when he went there, were you?
Who were you talking about? I was listening to Olaf tell me that it's okay to cry about this coronavirus situation. But who were you talking about?
Way to go, Dan.
Who's Olaf?
Yeah.
Josh Gad, the actor that plays Olaf on Frozen. He made this video and it just captivated me. I'm sorry. He's sitting here on Twitter crying, telling everybody that it's okay to cry, and it's the same voice as Olaf. Who were you talking about, though?
So you initially tried to join the conversation just saying, oh, yeah.
But big, then you pinpointed somebody specific. And
big fan.
I couldn't do
Mick
it anymore.
Cry.
Dude.
Is she crying?
We are losing it.
It's hard to just talk
sports right
now.
You're crying right now?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not crying.
It's okay to cry.
If you guys hadn't interrupted me, I might have cried. So thank you. You saved me just in time.
Well, it's always a tough one when you enter a conversation like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And then when they, second pitch about, yeah, what about
it? Then tell us about it.
Who are you talking about? All right. There is Julie up for an emergency break of the week. And then there's me. The other day, we were talking about some preachers on TV that Gordo can impersonate. And I was trying to think of the name Pat Robertson. And then I got the name of his show confused with a plateau that many power hitters want to get to in Major League Baseball. Let's listen.
Do you like Joel Osteen, or does his hair throw you off too much?
I mean, I don't really have anything against him. He's a little smiley for me, but I guess he's okay.
He's a little smiley
for me. He's generally doing good work, I would say.
I thought you did an impersonation of him. No, it was the guy with the 500 Club you used to impersonate.
Oh, Pat Robertson?
Yeah.
700 Club.
Or 700 Club. 500 Club.
That was the predecessor.
After he hit his 500th club. Home run, he used to imitate him. Yeah. It is funny thinking of Pat Robertson as a power hitter for like the Brewers
there
or something.
There is no way that guy was ever a power hitter.
You don't think?
No.
Have you thought more about your Pat Robertson? Here we go.
Oh, he's just been really smiley when he talks.
I appreciate that impersonation.
All right, you're the only one.
I think so. One more time.
Do you like Joel Osteen, or does his hair throw you off too much?
I mean, I don't really have anything against him. He's a little smiley for me, but I guess he's okay.
He's a little smiley for me.
He's generally doing good work, I would say.
I thought you did an impersonation of him. No, it was the guy with the 500 Club you used to impersonate.
Oh, Pat Robertson?
Yeah.
700 Club.
Or 700 Club. 500 Club.
That was the predecessor.
After he hit his 500th club. Home run, he used to imitate him. Yeah.
It's a funny description. He's a little smiley for me. And I don't think that his eulogy should ever be done by Craig if he passes from this earth. Joel Olstein.
No, probably not.
I guess he generally has done good work.
Generally.
By the way, only 27 members of the 500 Club, and Pat Robertson is not one of them.
See there?
That's according to baseballreference.com.
I must be looking at a different list. I have him Mel Ott, 5'11", and then right below him, Pat Robertson, 510.
No, that's incorrect.
Right ahead of Gary Sheffield.
Hit this dinger right over that wall right there.
Boy, would they throw at him just for getting up there and smiling like that and saying that in the batter's box?
Wearing his suit, looking all hunkered over like a gargoyle.
All right. So those are your three candidates. Bob, Julie, or Giorgio? 888? 787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, man.
What's going on?
I don't know. Sports caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
That's not
stopping.
No. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Who's this?
Hanging out there pretty good. Just wonder if y'all want to hang out by the pool a little bit later.
Who's this?
Sounds like Spring Break Man, maybe.
I don't know.
I'm just relaxed, man.
All right, you got nothing.
Yeah.
That very character half-baked is. Idea.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd just like to remind everyone to go to gobowling.com, download a coupon for a free game of golf.
Okay. Thank you for that callback from 15 years ago or so.
Harvey Martin or Isaiah
Jones.
Too tall Jones. Yeah.
Told us to go to gobowling.com.
Yeah, he was promoting tennis, and he came on and told us to go to gobowling.com to print out a free coupon for golf.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on my radio?
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
Stay alive. Mm.
I want to offer the new ticket down in Julie Dodds. Just you know, love you and happy Corona.
Okay. Don't say happy Corona.
But thank you for the call, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, a little vibrato there. Yes, we'll take the call.
Coco begin to get worried and have gorilla empathy for lower heaven's souls.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So many new residents arriving due to COVID-19 that difficult to social distance here in boiling lower heaven.
Well, you don't. It doesn't really matter, at this point.
Coco, try wear surgical mask, but mask not fit properly over protruding Coco gorilla mandible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the masks are designed for humans, Coco.
Even Hitler's surgical mask burst into flames yesterday.
Oh gosh. That's
he deserved that, but still frightened Coco.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry you got
sudden
frightened.
Fire, yeah.
To acknowledge amazing work of all human healthcare workers for vote today, Coco do honorary consultation of U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams.
How do you know the word consultation?
Coco and Dr. Adams vote for. Get to the damn point, Bob.
Okay. Thank you, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, Muses. Great news. I got my shirt back from Gordo. He explained I had to stay in Oswald's bathtub for a while so he could give me special powers. And now I am getting so many headshots in Fortnite. Thanks, Gordo. And I'd like to vote for girl power, Julie.
Oh, that's Cassidy.
Thank you, Cassidy.
Our 13-year-old P1 who shouldn't be listening. But I'm glad you finally got that shirt.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Cassidy.
Whoa.
Hello.
Everything okay there?
Hello. Help me.
Oh, we switched phone calls.
Yeah, that's a different phone call.
Thank goodness.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, it's just chaos over here.
Hey, guys. Why don't you tend to that kid?
Well,
vote first.
This is quarantine central over here. Lord help us.
it's quarantine central.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do. Who's up for the e-break again?
Okay, yeah.
You need to attend to your child. Attend to your child. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, musers.
Howdy.
I just want to thank you guys for all that you do, especially in this time that we're living in now.
Thank
I lost
you, sir.
My father yesterday, and I really need this.
Oh, dang.
We're sorry to hear that.
How old was your father?
He's 65, but I found him in electronics. We were at Walmart, and it was like 2 hours.
Okay, he just lost him in the store. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, give me Julie.
All right, thanks.
You're a jerk.
What a jerk. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yo, yo, check it. This host, his questions takes a lot of twists and turns. From the ticket in Dallas, I vote for Bob Sturm.
Yeah, you're okay, the worst rapper of all time.
Yo, man, mad respect from me on Common.
Please don't say yo.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this George Keith?
It's close enough.
It sounds like Jesse.
Now, listen, I was just wanting to call and say that I really appreciate y'all's story about the Asian Cuisine Boys yesterday. It really touched my heart. You know, I'm not working right now either because of the NBA season.
That's
so,
right.
With that said, I'd like to vote for Chase Daniel and the Missouri Tigers.
Julie, okay. Thank you.
Pretty good Jesse.
That is a good Jesse. Maybe that was him. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, boys. How y'all doing today?
Hey, this Coach O.
No, boys. But anyway, how y'all doing?
Oh, okay. All right, I'll tell you what. That's pretty good.
All right, boys. I'm going to have to go ahead and vote for Julie this morning.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Manster just gave us a winner.
Wow, I'm surprised Julie beat Bob.
I know. I think people just didn't want to hear Bob ask that question
again. Can't sit through it again. We got enough straining our stress systems right now, so we can't get stressed out about another Bob question.
Way to go, Julie.
Oh, man. Those were fun times in the Big 12 when Mizzou was good, Kansas was good.
You big fan there, Julie?
I am.
Aren't you Missouri?
Yeah, I was at a lot of those games when they were good.
Really?
Fun.
Once upon a time.
You weren't going there when he went there, were you?
Who were you talking about? I was listening to Olaf tell me that it's okay to cry about this coronavirus situation. But who were you talking about?
Way to go, Dan.
Who's Olaf?
Yeah.
Josh Gad, the actor that plays Olaf on Frozen. He made this video and it just captivated me. I'm sorry. He's sitting here on Twitter crying, telling everybody that it's okay to cry, and it's the same voice as Olaf. Who were you talking about, though?
So you initially tried to join the conversation just saying, oh, yeah.
But big, then you pinpointed somebody specific. And
big fan.
I couldn't do it anymore.
Cry.
Dude.
Is she crying?
We are losing it.
It's hard to just talk
sports right
now.
You're crying right now?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not crying.
It's okay to cry.
If you guys hadn't interrupted me, I might have cried. So thank you. You saved me just in time.
I do like Dan's question. Aren't you Missouri?
Aren't you Missouri?
Is that Julie's first or second win?
No. It's her third win.
Third win.
She's
okay.
109 behind Norman Ha Ha Hitzkus.
There you go, Fernando. A little sports tie-in there.